You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
You know, it's like 2 minutes before the show, Jorge says to me, no Momo, not here yet. Then
you know I'm going to be here.
Just before the very start of Christopher Morales talk, Momo made it. She made it.
You know, I was just picking my order at Starbucks. That's all it was.
Yeah. No, glad you made it. It's going to be a good week. So Saturday night, SoFi Stadium. Now, Momo, if I'm not mistaken, you were not at the game, right?
No, but I watched. That was fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Mina Kimes pants thing, that was kind of fun on TV.
Jorge, what did you think of the stadium?
Man, that place is amazing. The lighting, just the atmosphere, man. Everything about the stadium. I walked around like during halftime. I took my daughter around and whatnot.
Yep.
Man, it's an amazing place to be at. Honestly.
It really is. Yeah. It really is. I was blown away. You know, I've gotten to go into the stadium a couple of times. I got to go to SoFi on a tour with Demoff a little while ago, Kevin Demoff, the COO.
Look at you. Big shot.
Yeah, I know. Heavy name drop.
Yeah.
And then I also got to go for that Vax Live concert. So I had experienced the stadium a little bit, but to watch football there. And that scoreboard is just insanity how big, and you can see the upper part of the scoreboard and the inside of the lower part. If you think about it, is like a big circle. It's amazing, Momo. You have got to go take in a game, not on a press pass.
I want to go as a fan.
Go as a fan.
I like going to games as a fan.
And by the way, this
press pass,
weekend,
you have to sit up there and you can't cheer. You can't eat any good food.
This weekend might be the one to go, Momo. It's the Raiders.
Ooh.
Oh yeah.
Raiders for the preseason.
Oh, preseason. I don't know. Well, I did that once. I used to like drive up to the Coliseum in Oakland for preseason games, and then I was like, why did I do this again? None of our guys are playing. And the Rams are not playing any of their guys, right? 35 of their guys are sitting out.
Chargers played about a third of their guys. They played a few guys.
Yeah, I'm going to go to regular season game.
Yeah, regular season game. Well, get ready, because it is Sunday night football against the Bears on the 12th to open the season. Unbelievably excited about that. But there are a lot of reviews about the stadium, and not all of them are positive. I want to give people a chance to vent, or just what it was like being in there. You don't have to vent. 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. As always, there are people complaining about the food and complaining about the then and that.
They have real Dodger dogs there?
They had hot dogs, but not
Dodger dogs. They had Rams dogs. And of course, there are a lot of people talking about the big fight. Momo, have you seen the video of the big fight?
I saw the fight.
I was right above that, like the section where
I could do
right
the whole show on that woman.
Man.
The woman who, so
I can do the whole show on that lady.
There's a scrap, right? There's a fight going on. And this lady
Banner
right in the front of the camera. I mean, she's at the front of the pack with all the cameras. She tosses a full Coke into the fight. It's like throwing butane on a fire. It just makes
like she's
the fight
totally
even
not
worse.
Involved. I want to know. Can
it's
the
not
internet,
her fight.
Can the internet help us here? This is when the internet can be good. Crowdsourcing. I want to know who that woman is and how she was related to this fight.
We already
somebody
found her
at
name.
Us.
We've discovered
her.
Oh,
her name is Jess Escobar Miller. Jess Escobar Miller, at least according to the internet.
Well, that's probably safe, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's probably
sourcing
safe.
It, yeah.
But now that woman, she throw two Cokes? I've only seen one
Coke, I only
but
saw
I've been
the
told
one, but
she
this,
threw a second Coke.
Yeah, in the Twitter comments, also a really good source if you're a professional journalist.
Absolutely.
In the Twitter comments, somebody said she later threw another soda to just make sure the fight kept going. I mean, this
there was... is footage of her hitting someone over the head with a Powerade bottle. I did see that.
This woman, this Ms. Miller is just out of control during this fight. Now, this is the first time that I can remember, Momo, that we actually got the name so quickly of the...
It happens fast now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the guy who threw the the soda on Westbrook and Trae Young, and I mean,
yes.
If you try something like this now as a fan and it's on camera, you're gonna get ID'd real fast.
Yeah, I mean, she's in so many people's videos. It's like everybody was videoing
the video. I didn't want to laugh because it's really serious. Something really bad could have happened. But the video itself is hilarious because you can see she kind of looks around before throwing the Coke.
Yes.
Like she's just watching, totally observing, having nothing to just, oh, it's a fight nearby. And I don't know if she's choosing sides or she just wants to like throw something. You know,
yeah.
Like throw a match to just make this thing ignite. But she totally looks around right before she throws the Coke in the middle of the fight.
As if nobody's going to see her.
Right. Like there's not a million cameras on you.
Nobody's going to catch me throwing this Coke into the stands. And, you know, have you ever been around one of fights?
I want to get the hell out of there.
See, I want no part of it.
I want no part of any fight.
I want to dial whatever the stadium's 911 is. Every stadium's got one of those, you know, dial 10647 or whatever it is to alert the security. Now, one of the criticisms is, by the way, are these entertaining to anybody?
It's like a car chase.
Some people are, like, really into it. They're like, oh, yeah,
fight.
Look, he's fighting. Fight, fight. I don't get the entertainment value of it at all. And I don't know if this was a Rams fan and a Chargers fan or if it was just two fans in general who pissed each other off. I don't think there was necessarily any I didn't get the impression that like it was a Rams fan versus a Charger fan. You know, nobody got essentially, you know, incredibly hyped up for this game. Got hyped up for the stadium and for the experience. And, yeah, Momo, I sent out a picture. I do have, and let me just apologize in advance to everybody, okay? So I did splurge on seats at SoFi Stadium. So, yeah, sorry, guys. So I still, like on my way in and on my way out, I still saw fans and, you know, and still talked to fans and did pictures and all that stuff. Javier Jr. on my way out of the stadium on Saturday night. Really nice guys. Javier Jr. is not a nice guy. He's a kid. But I'm kind of socked away in this sort of center section. So I've got unbelievable views, Momo. Unbelievable views. Mm. I'm really, really lucky. But it cost me. It cost me. So before we get to the fight, I wanted to throw something at you. I don't think I've thrown this at you. I brought it up with Lindsay and with Jorge before. So I have got in my backyard a big, tall fence.
Yeah.
And my garbage cans sit out there and on the other side. And every day, twice a day, a guy comes through my garbage and sort of picks through and looks for cans and bottles.
Mm.
And this is like his job, right? He collects this stuff, then he takes it to recycling, and then, you know, he's enterprising. He's making money, which is great. But every time, and I've talked to the guy, and Juan has talked to the guy, he's a super nice guy. But every time he walks by, he yells into the dogs, Sophie, Fredo, Sophie, Fredo, and he gets them all totally ramped up. And can picker guy is a nice guy, but I don't know, am I supposed to say something to him? Am I supposed to let him continue to rile the dogs up? What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's weird. You know, I do. Like, have you ever encouraged him? Have you told him their names? Like, is this something that you...
Somewhere along the line, I think Juan gave him their names. So he's actually yelling their names. Sophie, Fredo.
Yeah.
And they just
go
nuts.
He's not bringing him a treat or anything.
No.
Okay. So I live way out in the valley. Way out in the San Fernando
Valley. That's all right. I love the valley people. I love the valley folk. You're in...
Chatsworth.
Chatsworth,
way out there.
I love Chatsworth.
I live where there are horse ranches, Mace. This is live all around. I mean, when I go for walks with Daniel, we go to see the horses.
Nice.
And one of the horse ranches has some horses that will answer to their names. Their name are Remy and Sullivan. Okay. And I know that because their owner has told me their names and sort of encouraged us. If you want to say hello to them, she thinks Daniel's cute. You know, the horses can pet. Most people would be like nervous the horse is going to bite the kid and we'll sue him or something. But these guys are cool. Like, and I, you know, I'm cool too. I'm not going to, you know, I know how to handle it. So we get to their house and we say, Remy Sullivan, and sometimes we'll bring some carrots. And have you ever had a horse eat out of your hand?
Yeah, sure.
Kind of gross.
I won the horsemanship award at Divine Word Camp when I was in fourth grade in Perrysburg, Ohio. Yes, I did. The horses love me.
I'm writing that down. I'm writing that down right now.
By the way, Lie of the Day is coming up at some point during the show. Lie of the Day. See if Momo
I'm gonna sniff
and
that out.
Jorge Let's and see. Lindsay sniff that out.
Let's
yeah.
see.
So anyways, you're talking to Remy and
Sullivan.
And Sullivan.
Okay. But then there was like a couple of times where I went by there myself when I go for walks at night. And I was like, I think I shouldn't. It's 10 o'clock at night. I don't think I should call the horses out of their barn. And it's like kind of Yeah, that's weird, right? To call the horses out of their barn at like 10 o'clock and they answer to their name. But I don't have the cute kid with me. I don't have any carrots. Really, just is about me that I know their names and the horses like me or whatever. But that's not cool. You got to like use your judgment. That's a once in a while you can, if you bring them a treat or if you're there with a cute kid and you brought something, that's fine. But that's not an every time thing.
This is an every day, twice a day thing. Twice a day.
No, it's like this person is part of your family now.
Yeah, no, he's like in it, but I don't know how to have that conversation. Lindsay, we've talked about this before, and I've never done anything.
Do you think he listens to the show?
No, I don't think he listens to the show. He doesn't have earbuds in. I don't think he's listening to the show.
You know what I would do is just say, next time you see him, just say, hey, I do a podcast, or I do recording from my house. So when the dogs start barking, you can hear it on air. Could you tone it down because you
can
hear it.
That's not bad. Use the show as an excuse. Yeah, that's good. I just feel bad because he is a nice guy.
Yeah,
Lindsay, he's a nice guy.
Looking for some connection during the pandemic?
Do I confront him in some way?
I mean, is it bothering you? Like the dogs getting riled up for a minute or two? Does it really bother you that much?
And they get riled. My dogs, when they get riled up, for five minutes, 10 minutes. I mean, they still long after he's gone, they're still barking.
So think about that 5-10 minutes that it causes you an inconvenience in your day when. You know, maybe the guy, he really likes the dogs and, like, you know, being able to be like, hey, pups, you know, and, like, think he's friends with them. Maybe that's,
what if
like,
that's the
bringing
one
joy
part
to
of his day.
Life. Yeah.
What if that's the one part of his day that he looks forward to?
He looks forward to talking through a tall wooden fence to
hey,
dogs
you don't know, Mace.
He cannot
I'm just
see.
Just messing with you. Dude. Totally messing with you. I think you should absolutely say something to him and just say, hey, you know, can you just don't do it every time because, you know, a lot of times I'm on air and you can hear it. You know, or a lot of times we're recording.
Yeah, that's a good idea. That's a good idea. That's not a bad
That's
approach.
Like a, hey, you're not a weirdo. Even, you know, I'm not trying to say there's anything wrong with this, but it is kind of messing with my job a little.
It is messing. You're right. It's messing with my job is a good way to approach it. Messing
but
with
it's really
my
not.
Job.
None
hey,
it.
Lindsay, roll with it.
I think you just let the guy live. I mean, I think that it's probably fair to say that actually could be, you know, a high point of his day considering he's scrounging through your trash looking for cans.
Yeah.
Right?
But what if he did it to Chewy? Would you like it?
Yeah, what about if it
care.
Was to Chewy?
Chewy barks when people, you know, like when people... He doesn't really bark all that much, but, you know, if the name
but
one
if
dog
getting,
barks, they'll start
getting
barking.
Him riled up. Getting him riled up every day.
All right, look,
it wouldn't bother me.
To Mace's point, it's like that one guy working out outside your apartment that's always doing the grunt noises.
Yeah,
that is.
Yeah, but that's different because he's making gross noises.
It's true.
Totally different than my dog barking for 5 minutes.
Oh, man.
Out in my neighborhood, okay, we don't have a lot going on, but
the
sometimes,
Chatsworthians.
Yeah, the Chatsworthians.
There.
So there's a lot of ranchy houses and people who've been there for a while, but also there's some really big, expensive estates out there. And I think that people think it's okay because they have a big estate to have a party. And there's this one house where somebody has a band and they think they're really good. And sometimes on a Saturday, I would say it's like once every 2-3 months.
Yeah.
They get out there and they rock out. Like they're inviting all their friends over.
Sure.
I can hear them. They're taking like curtain calls. It's like a full on concert going on. And they're not good at all. It is not the kind of music anybody wants to listen to. It goes on for hours. It's like it's sort of like bad Nirvana music.
So are you a Budinsky? Are you going over there saying, hey, guys?
It was going on Saturday night, and I almost did.
Yeah, don't.
It's really
Do not
late.
Be that person.
It's so and it'd be one thing if it was like I don't mind if you're having a party on a Saturday night. It's gonna be loud. Just cut the noise off by like 1 a.m. Okay, but if it's maybe 2, if you really want to push it. But this music sucks.
See, I'm of the belief that you can do anything you want in your yard. We actually talked about this last week.
Really loud.
Like, for example, I smoke cannabis at night. And there's a house right behind me. And I think, you know what? That's my own business. I don't have to feel bad because they happen to smell me smoking cannabis. Because it's my yard. I own this.
All right, how about nudity?
Nudity's fine. Absolutely.
I have a pool in my backyard. I want to swim naked, and you're cool with that.
Let me tell you what.
People can see in.
We have a jacuzzi in our backyard, and there are not bathing suits.
I get it. Yeah. I have the same in my backyard, but I have privacy hedges.
Well, I got a big wall.
All right.
Which makes a difference. But they have kids running around and joking around and playing around and singing songs up there. I'm not going to complain. Neighbors had a big party over the weekend, Saturday night, threw a big party.
How was the music?
A Mason Love. Music was loud, and they had somebody DJing.
Oh, yeah.
So there was actually a DJ.
How late did it go?
I fell asleep, so I don't know. It could have gone to 4 a.m. for I know. I just went to sleep.
I think 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock is about where you should cut it off before the neighbors are like, yo. You know, like, that's a little. But, I mean, I'm telling you.
I've had 150 people at my house before.
I know, but you also get people to park people's cars, so that's not a huge nuisance.
That's true.
That's a big, considerate, neighborly thing to do. And they're not standing outside. I just, Mason, just picture a band that thinks they're as good as Pearl Jam or Soundgarden or something, but they're so not, really loud for a long time.
They think they're Soundgarden.
I mean, it's really, it's rough.
All right, let's do this. Let's open the phones, 877-710-ESPN. I should mention, phones are always open. I mean, you can ring through anytime you want. If we happen to hit on something you've got a reaction to, an opinion on, a take on, just go ahead and call in, 877-710-ESPN. What was it like for you inside SoFi Stadium, if you were there? And do you really, what is the rubbernecking mentality of a fight at a ball game the way we saw the other night? And what should happen to Jess Escobar Miller, the woman who threw the whole Coke into the fight to basically throw lighter fluid onto a fire? 877-710-ESPN. Also, Andrew Friedman, president of baseball operations for the Dodgers, going to join us at 2 o'clock. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710-ESPN. Okay.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This is the band by Momo's house. What the band sounded like next door, Momo? This is kind of a bad Soundgarden-y kind of thing.
Now we're more in the vicinity.
Wait, why are you hating on Soundgarden? Soundgarden's great.
No, I know.
I love Soundgarden.
But like somebody who's trying to play like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, somebody who wants to be Soundgarden, and instead they're this. Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal. All right, so were you at SoFi Stadium on Saturday night? By the way, Mason Momo here for you today. Momo's filling in for the week. John Ireland on yet another vacation. How many vacations?
Seriously, I feel like
John
I filled
Ireland
in for him
take?
all year
I
long.
I know. He's known for taking a lot of vacation. I'm going to have to start doing it like John Ireland does.
You guys are going to have to put me in the name of the show if you guys keep taking vacations.
We may.
I think I can do it all month. I'm like, all August.
Let's go out to the San Fernando Valley. Zach is online. Hey, Zach, what's up, man?
Steve Mason, good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Everything's great. You?
Good, thank you, sir. Mama Momo, good afternoon, ma'am.
Are you in the band? Are you from the Valley?
Yes, I am from the San Fernando Valley, Panorama City.
Okay, good. You're not from Chatsworth where that band is playing. Okay, you're off the hook.
so you were at the stadium on Saturday?
Yes, sir, Steve. And it's so interesting because as I walked up to the stadium, it kind of reminded me of that scene in Independence Day
when you first see the UFO hovering over the Earth. You know what I mean? And it was almost like I was walking up to like a spacecraft of some sort. And then, of course, you get inside. And I think as I've gotten older, Steve, I've still got a lot to learn, of course. But yep. I just couldn't help but find myself looking at this building and just really how much it takes going into building something like this and just really the how amazing it was.
Yeah, it really is. There's nothing... There's no stadium I've been in, and remember, I've gotten to go to Olympic opening ceremonies, and there's never been a stadium like the one I was in Saturday night,
wow.
like SoFi Stadium. And it does, it looks, I mean, I've heard people call it Sci-Fi Stadium, because it does look like it's directly from science fiction. I completely see the image of the big hovering aliens in Independence Day. Hey, thanks for the call, Zach. Really appreciate it, man. So, Momo, you've been to stadiums all over the place.
Yeah.
This one is really different. It's really different.
Does it feel like, does it have a charm?
I would say it's not, charm is not the word I would use. I would use it's spectacular.
Wow. Okay.
Instead of, it's not charm, like Dodger Stadium has got a charm to it, right? This is just like great, big, spectacular stadium. I think charm is not necessarily the word. Jonathan in L.A. was near the big fight. Jonathan, you're on 710. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
All's
great
good.
Show, by the way.
Thank you.
Big fan. SoFi Stadium. Beautiful stadium from the outside to the interior. Man, it was the biggest upgrade from the Coliseum, I'll tell you that.
I'll say. That's for sure. No tunnels to get stuck in like at the Coliseum.
Hey, man. But it was more congested. A lot of people, they need to do something about those lines because they were massive.
Oh, yeah?
Now, where were the massive lines getting in?
You know what? It was near the lake by the entrance. I don't know if that was the main entrance, but, yeah, those lines were massive. It took a while to get in there. If you really want to start watching the game on time, you got to start making line maybe 30 to 45 minutes before the game starts, which kind of cutting
rough.
Short from the tailgate, you know?
Right. Yeah, gates open at 5, I think. I think they open at 5 again on Saturday. I wonder when the gates will open for the opening night for the Bears game because it's a 5 o'clock game. Probably gates open at 3. We got there early because we didn't really know what to expect. The traffic was actually not bad around the stadium.
How about
the traffic?
Parking?
The parking was totally fine. Did you have any problem parking, Jonathan?
You know what? No problem, but I think they need to make some more lanes on Century because it was pretty packed.
Yeah. So you were near the fight?
I was, actually. I was.
How close?
Two rows behind.
Two rows behind.
Got to see everything, yeah.
So did you see the woman who threw the Coke into the crowd?
She's the one that started this problem.
Yeah, she's the one that really threw. Now, what do you think should happen to her? Should she be banned forever from SoFi?
You know what? It looked like the guy, the Aaron Donald jersey guy,
yes.
He looked like he was walking away. If it wasn't for that beer or soda on that guy, then he wouldn't have slapped all these 5 guys in a row. It looked like the Three Stooges movie or something like that.
Yeah.
What, do you think she had any connection to the fight before she threw the soda?
I really doubt it. I think she just got herself involved and she was like, man, how can I start this fight? And she got it started.
Yeah, just random stranger. Hey, I can really get this fight going. Hey, thank you very much for the call, man. Appreciate the input. And I'm sure, you know, the Rams listen to the show all the time. I mean, the one thing I thought was the fight probably lasted longer than it should have. Like, if you were at security, maybe could have been there faster, I guess. If you want a critique of something, right, from the Rams' perspective, security could have been there a little faster. I don't think anybody was expecting a big fight. Now, what's weird is the Raiders in town this week for an exhibition game. This is going to be fight week at SoFi Stadium. Raider fans fight. That's just a fact.
You know, and some of that is Raider fans definitely fight. They come. It doesn't matter who's playing in the game. They'll come to fight, but it's also if you now that it's like I feel like there's going to be some copycat people who are going to throw drinks on people. Like, she just got a whole bunch of attention for that.
Even though Jess Escobar Miller is likely to be banned from SoFi Stadium for life.
Yeah, people like being a little bit internet famous.
Do you think she will be banned, by the way?
Should be, yeah.
See, I don't know how you enforce a ban. How do you enforce a ban? How are they going to put up, like, a wanted poster?
I think they have bans on certain fans. I think that's... There's certain people, like, if you've run on the field and been a streaker on the field or thrown stuff on the field, people... They get banned.
But do you really think... But how do you enforce a ban?
Is it,
I don't understand.
I think your names... You definitely
facial
cannot...
recognition software.
Yeah, if you've been banned...
Donald Sterling got banned.
If you've been banned from a stadium, from an arena, call us 877-710-ESPN. I want to find out how effective that ban is. All right, coming up next for you, Momo, Wheel of Questions.
Oh, my favorite part of the show.
Favorite part of the show. You never know what's going to come up. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, Momo sitting in. We were all a lot of us were at SoFi Stadium Saturday night for the first live football game with fans at SoFi. It was an exhibition game. The Chargers won, I think it was 13-6. I did not stay for the entire game, Momo.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I expected that.
I have no idea who any of these people are, for the most part. The Perkins kid at quarterback looked pretty good.
Oh, he did.
And Xavier Jones, I thought, was good. And Jake Funk, I thought, was good. I mean, they're looking for running back depth,
yeah.
And I don't know if these guys necessarily are it. They may have to bring somebody in from the outside, but we'll see. Let's go to Mario in Santa Monica. Mario used to work security at a stadium. Mario, you're on 710. What's up, man?
What's up? Huge fan. Well, security is basically useless in this situation. The only thing that happens to this lady is she has to take her name down. And she's going to be trespassed if she ever goes back to the stadium. So as long as she doesn't use her real name to purchase tickets, there's a chance that she could get back into the stadium if she plays the safe. But
yeah, and you know, the guy at the security gate isn't going to recognize her. It's not like there's a wanted poster.
Right.
If you see this person, you know, call.
Well, basically useless.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I figured. What stadium did you work at?
The Coliseum.
At the Coliseum, cool. All right, hey, listen, Mario, thanks very much for the phone call. Yeah, I think it's impossible to enforce, Momo. We can always talk about, ban that person. You know what? When this woman by the name of, I just want to make sure I get her name right because she was so reckless, Jess Escobar Miller, I'm sure she's been quote-unquote banned from the stadium, but I'm also guessing she can probably still get in. As he said, using a different name.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how I feel about, you know, just totally bringing this up publicly, making everyone go cyber stalker or whatever they do, right? It's
Wait a minute. You're the one that said
we're using her as a... No, I didn't say I said I want to know her name, but there's a part of me that's like, I don't want her to go to games anymore, but do I want weird people to show up at her house and start throwing things or doing things? No. Like, people always take it too far.
Right. I mean, that's certainly not the intention here.
Right. You know, I mean, there's
But everybody always says after one of these events, put the person's name out there.
Yeah.
You know, let them suffer the shame that goes along with, you know, I mean, this woman clearly was revving up a fight. All right. Tell you what, let's spin the Wheel of Questions. You ready, Momo?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Wheel of Questions is brought to you by our friends at Puente Hills Toyota. If you got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. All right. Jorge's got the wheel. Jorge, give it a spin. And okay.
What do we got?
Is there a conspiracy theory that you believe in? A conspiracy theory that you believe in. Like, for example, do you believe Lee Harvey Oswald was part of a massive conspiracy in the assassination of Kennedy or whatever conspiracy? Do you believe in any particular conspiracy?
I think I believe in the Area 51 stuff.
You do?
I think they did something there, something weird there.
I mean, I've always thought, well, that's, you know, I'm a big Occam's razor guy. Do you know what Occam's razor is?
Yeah, of course. The simplest answer is the right answer.
The simplest answer is probably right, yeah. So I've always believed that they just test experimental aircraft from Area 51. And that's why people see stuff there, because it's a big testing area for us. I don't believe that there were aliens that crashed in Roswell, then they kept them there, then they moved them to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Dayton to Hangar 19 or whatever the hell the story goes. I don't believe in any of that stuff. What about you, Jorge?
Well, you guys took mine. That was my main one. But there's another one. When I was younger, when planes would fly by, and they would leave, like, those chemtrails that they call.
You believe in the chemtrails.
I used to think that, like, man, they're dropping some kind of disease or whatever it is, chemicals, whatever it is. Mm. I used to think those planes, by leaving those marks, were leaving some kind of chemtrail or anything.
Okay, now, do you still believe that? Because
I just look at it now.
I mean, you're like one of those guys on Next Door.
Yeah, that's like falls into the crazy category. Yeah.
All right, whatever.
Thing.
You guys asked.
All right. Lindsay, what about you? Conspiracy theory.
I am a big fan of conspiracy theories.
Yeah, we know.
I believe in a lot of them, including the fact that I think the government had Marilyn Monroe killed because she knew all kinds of stuff. She knew all kinds of secrets, and she had that secret affair with JFK.
Yes.
I think
so. You think the government killed her?
I don't think they killed her. I think that they
let it happen.
They may have assisted somehow.
I've never heard this even as a conspiracy.
Oh, come on. Yes, you have.
Tell us no. Tell us another. Tell us another.
Okay, another one is that Katy Perry is actually JonBenet Ramsey.
This one just kills me.
That's a
good one. You've talked about this one before.
That's a good one. I mean. Yeah. If you look at the resemblance, it's uncanny.
And if you Google it, it is a wide known conspiracy theory.
Do you believe in that?
Lindsay, do you believe it?
I don't know. I might be convinced somewhat.
Okay. Oh no.
I mean, look into it.
Look into it. I love
look
it.
You know it, yeah. that look I love it. Documentaries, yeah. but like my favorite documentaries are about conspiracy theories. There's a really good one about the JFK assassination. I think some of those might be true.
There might be something in there.
Occam's razor, Lee Harvey Oswald.
Oh yeah, he did it.
I mean, have you ever been to the book depository? You know, where you can look out the window where it happened?
No, but I drove by it.
Have you ever seen the video?
The Zapruder film?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. It's probably the most famous film of all time, or one of them.
Exactly. So, I mean, to me, that doesn't look like somebody just... If you look at all of the data and the evidence, that does not seem like the person from his angle, just the one person shooting, caused that.
I mean, so I think we also have to decide what is a conspiracy, right? So the Washington Post reporter, Jamal Khashoggi, the guy who was killed
in
Saudi Arabia, they did a whole movie on this, and they're calling it a conspiracy. So I'm like, it's not a conspiracy. I mean, there's just like a lot of evidence.
No, we know what happened. Yeah, I mean, it's scenario. Yeah.
So was it called a conspiracy? Happened. I mean, I don't think so.
Yeah, Ireland's a big Lee Harvey Oswald, grassy knoll, massive, Cubans, mafia, all that stuff. If you watch Oliver Stone's version of JFK, he deals with all the conspiracies. I'm not a big conspiracy believer. I tend to think the easiest story is the right story.
Area 51, I don't know. Something happened out there.
Experimental aircraft. It's easy. It's easy.
Who's making the experimental aircraft? Who made them?
The United States government. Like, that's probably where we invented the B-2 bomber and stuff like that.
I feel like that's a whole other story. I don't know that that's Occam's razor.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's like a lot more, that's a lot more detailed. I mean, look, the big conspiracy is like, where did the COVID come from, a lab and all that? You know, that feels like we're going to be reading about that for years.
Yeah,
to come.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Hey, Jorge, you said you've got somebody who's friends with number 99 who was in the fight?
Jorge, he's talking to you. Jorge. Oh, he's on the phone. He's on the phone.
He's on the phone. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, I think he's talking to that person now.
I think he's got somebody who's friends with number nine.
By the way, we had a great caller. That guy who called in about Jeopardy, man, that guy just changed my whole view of everything. That it was always promised to Mike Richards. And that it was part of the deal.
Yeah.
And it's
it sounds like a bit of a conspiracy theory to me.
I don't think so. No, that's how the business works.
Yeah, I mean,
people make deals.
The inside guy tends to get the job.
Yeah.
The inside guy. Yeah, Mike Richards. Nobody's really excited about Mike Richards.
Or Mayim Bialik. All this stuff's coming out.
I like Mayim Bialik.
I liked her, and then all this stuff has been coming out on her.
Like what?
Oh, a lot of the pseudoscience stuff. She's a goop.
Wait a minute. She's a neuroscientist.
No, she does have
a lot of very strange beliefs, Mace, that you might think are a little fishy, too.
Yeah.
Give me one. Tell me one.
Hold on. I'll find it for you.
Mayim Bialik?
There was a lot of anti-vax stuff.
Yeah, I was going to say, she might be an anti-vaxxer.
No.
Yeah.
No way.
Hold on.
We got to be careful when we throw this around.
I know. Let me read you this.
No.
I'm going to send it to you privately.
Okay, yeah, send it to me privately because I don't know. All right, coming up next for you, were you at the stadium last night? I think Jorge's got a guy who's friends with the number 99 who was involved in the fight, the guy wearing the Aaron Donald jersey. So we got that coming up for you. Also, I wanted to talk about Trevor Bauer. We've got to do this story about Trevor Bauer. It's not a fun story. It's not a happy story, but it's one that's necessary because the protection order hearing begins today. And now it appears that what happened in Pasadena is part of a pattern. We'll get into that coming up for you, too. Mason Ireland, Momo's in for John, 710 ESPN. Yep, Andrew Friedman joining us about 20 minutes. Make sure you're here for that. So I believe, Momo,
yeah,
we've got a guy online whose name is Jose, and he's done a three-way call with the guy who was wearing the Aaron Donald jersey who was in the fight at SoFi Stadium on Saturday night. So let's go. He doesn't want to give
his
name.
This feels like solid sourcing.
Doesn't
want to give his name. Three-way call. Got it. Okay.
Doesn't want to give his name because he was involved in a fight. Hey, Jose, how you doing, man?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. So what can we call your friend?
Well, we're going to call him number 99.
Yeah.
Okay, number 99.
How about Aaron Donald guy? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
Aaron Donald guy sounds good.
So number 99, thanks for coming on. What's up, man?
What's going on, fellas? How are you guys doing today?
Good, good. So tell us how this fight at SoFi Stadium started Saturday night.
Man, those guys were heckling all day. They're just all game. They're just saying, our house, Chargers house, standing up, and nobody was telling them nothing. They were just being a little too much, you know? So yeah. I went up to them and I told them, you know, this is our house. Pay your rent. We're calling them, you know, renters. And this and that, and you know, the usher lady was just pulling me away from him, and I was listening. I was walking away, and well, they threw the drink, and that's when everything else happened. You know.
Now, had you talked to that woman beforehand? Did you know who she was when she threw the drink?
I've never met anybody that was right there. I never seen none of those ladies. I don't know. She just looks like a vivo lady, you know. What I don't understand, where was security? Where was the police at? Where it took like at least 4 or 5 minutes, you know.
So when she threw the drink, where it looked like you were kind of done with the fight. It looked like the drink kind of kept the fight going.
Yeah, I was walking away. I was already walking away. You know, I was. You know, I know there were a lot of guys, but I still had the heart. And, you know, I love my team. I've never missed a game, you know, and especially not the new stadium.
Yep.
You know, I helped build the stadium. I did a lot of the concrete work there.
Nice.
So I had to go. I had to be there, you know. And, you know, I was going to let these guys just stand up in front of everybody and just ask the Rams and this and that, our house. And I was fed up with it a little bit. So I went up to them and I told them, I gave them a little piece of my mind, you know, and I had to give them a little bit more than that. Well, they gave me more myself. You know, I have a nice shiner in my eye,
yeah.
You know, but it's about it.
So after that happened, did everybody just go back to their seats? Was anybody ejected from the stadium? What happened?
Well, me, I strolled off into the stand. I was went up, and that's when the police got there. Once I got all the way up on top of the stands, the police got there. They escorted me to the restroom, and I was asking them, where were you guys? How come it took forever for you guys to get there? You know, these guys were on me, you know, all four of them. That dude pushed me over. If it wasn't for that dude pushing me over, I don't think nothing would have happened. Like, it wouldn't have been that bad on my face, you know?
Right.
But,
have you seen the video of the woman throwing the drink on you?
Yeah, I've seen a lot of videos. I've gotten a lot of calls with people that are like, oh, my God, I can't believe you're going viral. Just so many people. And I'm like, I'm telling them, like, it's just crazy. I didn't think they was going to go like that. What it just shows here is that people care more about social media and what other people care about than helping everybody else. Because trust me, I'm a person that I do not look for my phone. I people say, oh, you should record this, you should record that. I've seen all the videos. There's so many people that are just recording and just letting me get beat up instead of helping me or telling them stop, you know. I'm not going to let a person be a bash another human being over the head. If I'm there, I'm going to tell them stop. Yo, that's not cool. Leave him alone. Yeah. He's already, you know.
And you're saying instead of
more than sports. It actually goes more than sports. Just so what everybody's all about social media, take pictures, want to be famous. Oh, my God, you were there, this and that, you know. Like.
So what you're saying is instead of jumping in and trying to break it up, people just took out the cameras and started
recording. Yeah, people are just recording. And there's so many videos. There's so many people. I seen a video. And there's people laughing, they're saying this and that, and then like instead of, it's another human being. How do you not have any sympathy for some person getting beat over? You see those guys hitting me on the ribs and nothing, like, you know, it's just crazy, you know.
You're not in any way banned from the stadium or in trouble, are you?
No, the officers asked me if I wanted to press charges, but where I come from, we don't press charges, you know?
Yeah.
So I just told them no. I just asked them how come it took forever to get there. They walked me out the stadium and that was it, you know.
Got it. 99 guy, thank you for calling, man. That's you filled in a lot of blanks in the story. And Jose, thanks for setting it up, man. Thank you very much for the phone call. Thanks for the call. I don't know. I'm totally buying that was the guy.
I think that was the guy.
That was the guy, right? Lindsay, don't you think that was the guy?
Yeah, I think I have no reason to doubt him.
I almost got the dumb button, too. Did you get that, George?
Yeah, he did drop one.
Yeah,
in there.
A couple
we
of those.
We dumped it out. We dumped it out. But yeah, I mean, whose house? It is our house. They are renters.
I believe his story too. He really, if you watch the video, he really was walking away, and then she throws the, and then she throws that. You know, it was funny. I've been in the stands when I was at the Clippers Suns game.
Yep.
Game 6, the Suns win and they beat the Clippers on their home court.
Yep.
And there was a fair amount of Suns fans there. And there was just a couple of dudes who were so obnoxious. I'm like, man, are you trying to start a fight? Like, they were just getting up in the Clipper fans' face, like, trying to start something. And, you know, the guy he's saying, like, people were just trying to start something on social media. Like, I don't even think it was about the team anymore. I just think they were trying to start a fight so that they could be on social media.
You know, I got challenged to sit in the black hole one time back at, not at Las Vegas, but at Oakland, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a guy that we were with. We took a bunch of listeners there, and there was a guy we were with, and he was wearing a Junior Seau jersey. Mm-hmm. And I said, dude, we're going to the black hole. Do not wear a Junior Seau jersey.
Yeah.
Do not. He goes, I'll be fine. I'll be totally fine. No, wore the Chargers jersey. I'm like, dude, I gave him one more chance. Dude, it's a huge mistake. This is the black hole. It's not going to end well. Sure enough, out of the corner of my eye, about 10 minutes after we sit down, I see something on fire.
Mm.
And somebody had torn the jersey from him, set it on fire, and threw it out onto the field.
Oh, my God.
I told you, dude.
Yeah.
I told you. Do not wear that Charger jersey.
I mean, like, you know, you're the Charger. I mean, that's funny. They said they called them renters. That's true. They are. I mean,
they are renters.
They are renters. I mean, the Rams do own the building.
Yep, they're tenants.
Yeah. I mean, that's going to be a dynamic that goes on throughout this weird ownership thing here, where the Rams owner literally built the building and the Chargers just kind of paid rent. It's very much like Staples Center. Okay. I think that's going to be a dynamic, but at least they don't play in the same division. At least they don't play all the time and it's not going to be a issue. But if you're saying stuff like that in a mixed section, when it's Rams and Charger fans, like, you're trying to start something.
Yeah.
You're just
and
trying.
I think Saturday will be an interesting
test. Oh, this could be ugly.
Because the Raiders are going to show up, and the Rams are going to be a home game, of course, and the Raider fans just have a legitimate reputation for causing trouble.
Look at your show, Mace. You are so the show of record.
Why? Because we had the actual number 99?
You had the actual number 99 guy.
Yeah, yeah. It's
you had the Aaron Donald guy just call into your show?
Yeah, it's nice, nice.
Dude, look at you.
So I want to get to this, and we'll ask Andrew Friedman about this briefly. Los Angeles Dodgers pitcher Trevor Bauer is expected in court today, maybe in court already, for a civil hearing with wide-ranging implications for both the sexual assault allegations against him and ultimately his future in baseball. Bauer will act as the respondent in what is typically a straightforward legal proceeding to determine whether the temporary restraining order filed by the woman, granted on June the 29th, will be extended or terminated. The woman has not been identified. Bauer, ESPN says Bauer choked her unconscious multiple times during sex and repeatedly punched and committed other acts that left her in need of medical care. Now it's come out that there is a similar case that took place in Cleveland, which makes this part of a pattern now, Momo.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is this the end of Trevor Bauer? I think it's definitely the end of Trevor Bauer with the Dodgers.
I'd be really surprised if he ever played for the Dodgers again. If you're a guy on the Dodgers, why do you want to bring this? You don't want any of this distracting from your season. You don't know this guy. He's been your teammate for a couple of months. Everything you read is pretty negative, and this is a huge distraction for everyone on the team. I would be surprised if they want him back.
Yeah, there was one report. And Lindsay, maybe you can help me. For some reason, I think it's Alden Gonzalez, but it could be somebody else, but reported that the Dodgers clubhouse the majority of players don't want Trevor Bauer back, which kind of says everything.
That
says everything.
Yeah.
I'm getting a note from Jorge. Okay, got it. We'll ask Andrew Friedman about that. Along with, I want to know the sort of TikTok of how the Max Scherzer trade went down and the Trey Turner trade went down.
Yeah.
I've not really heard that story myself. So we'll get into that a little bit. And also the state of the Dodgers. I mean, they swept the Mets.
Second
best record in baseball. Unfortunately, they're chasing the team with the best record in baseball. They're trailing the Giants by 3 games, despite the fact that the Dodgers have won 7 out of 8. Farhan Zaidi, former Dodger general manager, is running things up there. And I think it's critical that the Dodgers find a way to catch San Francisco. I don't want this season to come down to a 1-game playoff, to 9 innings with
and it could be against the Padres.
Could be against the Padres, yeah. So we'll get into all that coming up next for you. Andrew Friedman, president of baseball operations for the Dodgers, is going to join us. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.